Good morning. It's 10:10 on March 10th, 2018. Yeah. I didn't plan it that way because I couldn't, but 10:10 a.m. Saturday, March the 10th, 2018. Yeah, I missed yesterday. I got snarled up in scheduling. I had to take my daughter to the next town over to get evaluated for eye surgery, and luckily, or luck is actually the right term. I am thankful that she does not require it. So we spent the morning and avoided the surgery. So it was worth doing. I didn't get back until it was really kind of too late to do anything about the walk. So where are we? The betas for Suicide Runner out. Good morning. If you ask for a beta and I haven't sent it to you yet, ask me again. I'm asking for feedback around Monday. I could probably push it to a couple of days if you want to. Because I've already started Home Run. I finished my story brainstorm, and I've created the 40-sentence outline that I've actually filled in 36 of the sentences. So I know where the story is going, I know what has to happen next, and I've written 750 words already today. Today's not supposed to be a writing today. Today's a weekend, and my deal with myself is weekends are for playing, weekends are for putting the story down, but the truth is, I really wanted to write it, so, you know, it just says, I'm not requiring myself to write on weekends, but if I want to, who am I to say no? I also am suffering a little bit from, once more, forgetting my medication last night. I was sure I'd taken it. I was absolutely positive. But I woke up at 3:30 with the... I know this headache feeling. I went downstairs and looked, and my pill binder sitting there right on my desk with last night's pill container open, and I thought, well, geez, I did take it. I thought I had. But then I actually looked into the pill container, and there are all my pills at the bottom of it. It's like, oh, Jesus. So I took my pills and dubbed around a little bit. And then took a nap. I slept till 8. So I got 8 hours sleep between the first half and the second half of the evening. But I still have a little residual headache, a lot of joint pain. Hands, feet, neck, head. So yeah, I'm dragging a little bit this morning, but I'm moving. I'm writing, and I'm so far really quite enthusiastic about how this process is shaping up. Ira Hennigan reminded me that Dean Wesley Smith talks about this problem once in a while. He gets to the point where what's always worked doesn't, and he has to do something else that didn't work but now does. So I'm cautiously optimistic that this is one of those circumstances where what I always did isn't working anymore. And what I'm going to do, which has never worked in the past, might actually work pretty well. I'm enthusiastic about the story. I like the way it's shaped up. I like the pieces that are in play. And I'm not making them up as I'm writing this story, which is going to be like drawing the plans for the ship before I try to tell the story that happens in it. Knowing the shape of the vessel helps me keep things consistent in terms of turning right from the mess deck, turning left from the bridge, knowing where the ladders are. So we'll see how it works out. It's off to an early start. I haven't even got beta feedback yet on Suicide Run. I'm already starting the new book. Let's see if we can't get this machine running again. So I don't remember how much I've said about Science Fiction Writers of America. There's stuff that I'm actually not, you know, I can't really tell tales out of school, and I don't want to. But I can, I think, at this point, share that I'm running for the board of directors. Specifically, I'm running for the chief financial officer, which means I'm the one, I'm basically the treasurer. I'm the one in charge of the money. I've got an accountant and a bookkeeper to do the books and hold the accounts, but make sure we follow the appropriate, generally accepted accounting procedures. But part of that responsibility is why I have to cancel Balticon this year, and probably for the next 2 years, because it's a two-year term. And while I only plan to hold it for 2 years, it may go longer, I don't know, we'll see. But I have to be in Pittsburgh the week before Balticon for pretty much the whole week. I'm flying in Monday. I've got meetings with the outgoing CFO. I've got a strategic planning meeting that I need to go to. I can't speak in it, but I can probably get some insight into what they're thinking over the next couple years. And there's a board meeting on Thursday that I can't speak. I know I can't speak in, but I can attend. I can take notes. I can get a glimpse of what it's going to be like when I'm actually CFO. And then I'm on the program. I submitted a proposal for Nebula Weekend for the conference. And it's showing up on the program as with the title that I put on it, with the description that I proposed, but it's not the presentation that I had actually proposed. Somehow it's morphed into a panel discussion with people who really, I'm not sure, really understand what it is they're doing. And it was probably done by people who didn't really understand what I was proposing. So it's disappointing. Because I think the presentation that I had proposed would be way more valuable than this panel discussion can be. It would have taken me a full hour to go through all of the pieces that make social media work, to explain how they work, to explain how the things many people do on social media are actually antithetical to what they want to accomplish. And so they complain that social media doesn't work because they do it badly. Even people who think it does work quite frequently are doing it badly. They are running counter to the fundamental nature of social media. It's okay, because I can repurpose this for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers for September. The deadline for that is coming right up. I need to get that submitted. Get ready, sit with me. Mock post. Just met her coming the other way. Good morning. So it's not going to be a waste, but it's kind of a pain. I'll be leaving Sunday. I'm coming back home once my panel presentation is over. And I'll be checking out Saturday, Sunday morning, getting on a plane to come home. I'll be ready to come home to my story, to my dinosaurs. Decent cup of coffee. After a week in a hotel, yeah, be ready. So the reason I'm pretty sure that I'm going to win is that I'm running unopposed. Nobody else really wants to be CFO. They don't want the responsibility of it. They really don't want to deal with the business of the organization. They don't really understand how organizations like this operate. And because of my long association with Association of Education, Communication, and Technologists, and my work with the National Center as a W3W, as a 501c3, I'll get it eventually. My tongue is not paying any kind of attention to what my brain is trying to tell it. I at least understand how this thing is organized and why they can't really use all the money they have in the ways that they'd like to be able to. So the difficulty is that they really need to boost membership. They really need to get enough people as to join and to keep paying their dues in order to keep the organization on its feet, because they can't use a lot of this money for operations, and they need money to run it. So anyway, I don't think those are any great vast secrets, but that's what's going on over Balticon. I'm about to be elected as CFO. I have to be in Pittsburgh the entire week before, including the weekend, which means I can't really afford to take the time to spend another week on the East Coast in order to attend Balticon. So one of my goals is to try to turn Balticon away from its not to remove its roots, but actually to get it back to its roots, when it was an organization in support of writers. And the fact that being a writer meant one thing back then means a lot of the members who have been members for 20 years or more still believe that being a writer is one thing. You write a book or story and you sell it to a market for a, quote, professional rate, unquote. And they certify markets as being professional markets, so you have to sell to one of the markets that they agree with. which is has not, you know, has not served them badly for the last 50 years. It basically started 56, 57, somewhere back there. But a lot of things have changed in the last 10 years. A lot of things have changed in the last, drastically, since 2020, I would say since 2010, so the last 8 years. And as a result, the definition of a professional writer is no longer defined by you convinced a publishing house to give you a contract and an advance of X dollars. It can't continue to be that. It flies in the face of logic. It flies in the face of, you know, what does it mean to be a professional writer? Okay, well, do you get paid for your writing? Yes. Do you get paid a professional rate? I can't afford to take a professional rate. I get paid way more than what they classify as a professional rate. So if I'm making more money than a professional, than the professionals do, and I'm writing more books than most of the professionals do, and the only problem is I don't sell them to Tor or Random House or Bain. I sell them to readers. Why does that make me something less than a professional writer? The logic doesn't work for me. And it may be that I'm too close to it. It may be that I'm biased. It may be that there's a lot. There's a certain aspect of that whole model I'm missing. So far, the best I've heard is that I haven't paid my dues. I don't know. If by paying dues, I haven't collected enough rejection slips, then yeah, that's true. I haven't collected, I've collected, I think, six. I sent, back in the day, I sent the manuscript out for about 10 people, maybe 12. And I managed to get a rejection from six of them, but the other half, the other four to six, never even replied. So getting a rejection slip is apparently a function of luck. And that's, I think that may be the biggest complaint, because the reality of the publishing game is that it's, boy, there's a lot of luck involved. You have to send the right book to the right agent on the right day, on the right topic, in the right genre, that they haven't already accepted their quota for the year by the time your manuscript crosses their desk. And then, assuming you win that lottery ticket, the agent has to find a publisher who, for whom this title, this book, this nascent art, fulfills the same requirements. It has to be the right day. It has to be the right book. It has to be the right genre. It has to be the right niche. It has to be the right... It can't be the same book that they've just accepted four copies of or four different versions of over the last 5 months. Because they've got a limited ability to produce that kind, that specific kind of book and introduce it to their marketing channels. So that's pretty tough. And calling it a lottery ticket is not quite fair, because it's not a lottery per se. There's a lot of luck involved. You got like 1 in 1,000 chance to get through either one of those two. I think one of the agents that I heard years ago, and things may have changed, was that about 1 in 100 manuscripts get through for actual consideration. and a fewer number actually get representation. And it's the same number that get accepted by acquisition editors for the big presses. Small presses, they're a lot less predictable. But 1 in 100 times 1 in 100 is 1 in 10,000. That's a lot of rejections. That's a lot of probably pretty good books that failed for reasons that did not involve the writing. But the perception among those who've trod that path is that, no, it's strictly the writing, that's all it is. There's no luck involved, if you write a good book, it'll get published. Yeah, I don't see it, but maybe I'm biased. But at any rate, I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.